we interrupt your regularly scheduled programming to bring you the following presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers Baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for the action on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers, Kaneka Sausage, Pafford EMS, Bessard Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, Qdoba Mexican Eats, Renova Roofing, Glass Doctor of the Gulf Coast, The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Ground Zero Blues Club Biloxi, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Time to get set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
Welcome inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth at Shuckers Ballpark in Biloxi, Mississippi. Time for game two of a six-game set between the Biloxi Shuckers at 18-28, double-A affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers, and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, who enter today at 24-22, the double-A affiliate of the Miami Marlins. David Blake along with you on a Wednesday night. Thanks so much for joining us. The sun is starting to peek out. It's been cloudy for a little bit most of the past hour. It was sunny during batting practice, sunny now, and we are getting set for first pitch in the second game of this six-game set. Shuckers yesterday fall by a 4-0 final against Pensacola. Four runs, seven hits, and an error for Pensacola. No runs, six hits, and an error for Biloxi. Jonathan Bermudez, Adam Lasky, Rafi Vizcaino, and Austin Roberts combined to shut out Biloxi, though the Shuckers do draw seven walks, a couple different opportunities late, including the bases loaded with two away in the ninth inning, but Austin Roberts shuts the door to snap Pensacola's three-game losing streak. Shuckers enter today again 18-28 on the season. They sit in fourth place in the South Division, eight games behind first, while Pensacola sits in second, two games in back of first place Montgomery. We'll take a break when we come back. It's time for today's pregame interview, where we are joined by Andy Yerzy to talk a little bit about the Canadian connection between him and former Shucker and Southern League All-Star Tyler Black. We also talked to him a bit.
Catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster Javik Blake here to remind you, as the birthplace of Mardi Gras celebrations in Mississippi, the city of Biloxi and the coast have a special place in the holiday's history. For the 2024 season, the Shuckers will take inspiration from the festivities and rebrand as the Biloxi King Kinks on May 11th, June 15th, June 30th, and August 30th. Get your tickets today and join in on the celebration at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com. Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for the second game of a six-game set between the Shuckers and the Blue Wahoos. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we are joined by Shuckers catcher Andy Yerzy. Andy, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, no problem.
New staff that you've been learning this week with a lot of new pitchers as you're new to the Brewers organization. What's it been like catching so many different guys early on this year and having to learn all of their different tendencies and sets that go into calling a game when you're behind the plate?
Yeah, you know, I've played for a few different teams, so there's always a little bit of an adjustment period, but the guys here, they do a good job. All their stuff is pretty accurate to what they say it does and what they think it does, so it makes it easier and some good arms.
Do you enjoy being able to learn a new staff and kind of taking on that challenge of figuring out how everybody pitches and where everything goes?
Yeah, 100%. I think most catchers enjoy it. You know, it comes with the position, and it's always good when you have a good group of arms to just kind of work with and game plan off that.
Well, yeah, and you have an opportunity here in Biloxi to catch a number of different really good arms, whether it's TJ Shook, who has a changeup that can get up to 20 inches of arm side run, Bradley Blagg's fastball with a lot of ride, Jacob Mizorowski's stuff that comes blazing in. What is it like adjusting to those guys behind the plate whenever they're on the mound?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely it's a different game plan for each of them, and kind of what they want to do on the mound and what the plan of attack is for each guy. So it's fun game planning for different guys.
What goes into that game planning between you, the pitcher, and pitching coach Will Schuerholz?
Yeah, it's kind of spread just what I see from watching the game. Will obviously has all the numbers and what the pitcher is trying to execute and work on that day. So it's kind of a collective effort.
How has your ability to help that game planning evolved throughout your professional career?
I think it comes with playing a lot of baseball, being able to read swings and kind of see what hitters' tendencies are and what pitchers' strengths are, and it's kind of that fine line between both.
It's also a fun thing here with the Shuckers is that you are one of two Canadians on the roster alongside Justin King. How fun is it to have another Canadian on the roster?
Yeah, it's awesome. I didn't know Kinger growing up or anything, but it's always nice when there's another Canadian. I came up with Tyler Black from the time we were kids, so it's always cool seeing Canadians in the org.
How fun is it to be in the same organization as Tyler Black? Black here last year, you here this year, and to see what Tyler has gone on to do in his career, making the big league level.
Yeah, it's awesome. I've known Black since we were like 13 or 14 years old, so we work out together every offseason, so it was awesome to kind of see it all come together.
Here in the States, you're not able to get many of the Canadian staples, like an Aero Bar or anything like that. Have you or King splurged on any of the Canadian goodies to get them down here to Mississippi?
I don't know. I'll have to ask him, but sometimes my parents will bring down a coffee crisp or something from Canada.
You got to get the goods, right?
Yeah, 100%.
We were talking about this a couple weeks ago, but one of the big things when you were a kid that helped get you into baseball is a card game called Strat-O-Matic Baseball. Your dad is really big into it. How much did that help you learn to love baseball as a little kid?
Yeah, for sure. My dad's probably the biggest baseball fan you'll ever meet. Wasn't much of a player, but just really, really loves baseball. So just seeing him love it kind of as a kid made me love it. Learned some different players. It was always on TV. We'd always watch, and he would be trying to figure out who to take for his team. So definitely helped grow my love for baseball.
Any big moments you remember with your dad growing up when you were getting into baseball?
Well, we had season tickets to the Blue Jays, so we went to a lot of Blue Jays games, especially when they weren't good. The early 2000s were a rough time for the Jays, so. But we went to a ton of games. It was awesome. We'd always sit real second row to the field, right above the visitors' dugout. So just that's awesome.
Who was your favorite player on the Blue Jays growing up?
I liked Greg Zahn a lot when I was a kid. He was a catcher for the Blue Jays. Vernon Wells was a big one. Alex Rios, Aaron Hill, some good players.
Some goodies, and a lot of them who are wearing those old Jays uniforms, the black and blue ones, incredible.
Yeah, they were awesome. That was the jersey when I was growing up, so fond memories of that.
When you were a kid, you had an opportunity to participate in the Junior Home Run Derby in 2015 out in Cincinnati. What was that experience like as a young Canadian kid being able to compete in the Home Run Derby in America?
Yeah, it was awesome. We got a hit in between rounds of the big league guys during the commercial break, so I met Pujols, Harper, Matt Holliday. There were a bunch of really good players I met, so it was a really cool experience.
Was there one moment throughout that night that really stuck out to you?
I tied the guy to win the entire thing, so it was cool to win it. They told me I hit more homers the previous day in the qualifying round, and they said if it was a tie, I'd win it outright, but they gave us co-champions, so it was a little less cool, but it was an awesome experience nonetheless.
Hey, champion nonetheless either.
Exactly.
Well, hey, we appreciate the time. Thanks much for joining us.
Yeah, no problem.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shuckers Blue Wahoos coming up next.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 and Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth at Shuckers Ballpark. We're getting set for the second game of a six-game set between the Shuckers and the Blue Wahoos. Pensacola took game one last night by a 4-0 final, and the two teams back in action tonight. Time to take a look at tonight's starting pitching matchup for the Shuckers. It's the righty Shane Smith, who makes his third start in 12th appearance of the season. He's 3-1 with a 3.96 ERA. He's walked 7 in 25 innings with 37 strikeouts. Opponents hitting 240 against him. On the other side of things is the lefty Luis Palacios. He's 2-3 with a 5.80 ERA. Tonight's his eighth start. He's thrown 35 and two-thirds innings, 6 walks, 29 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 301 against him. Shuckers do have 5 batters in this order that will come up from the right side, and that has been Palacios' kryptonite during the season. Righty's hitting 344 against him with a 1.003 OPS on the year. Speaking of that Shuckers lineup, it's time to take a look at it. It's built by Renova Roofing and signed by Shuckers first-year manager Joe Arol. Carlos Rodriguez is in the leadoff spot. First time we've seen him man the leadoff spot. Check that. The eighth time we've seen him man the leadoff spot this season. First time since Eric Brown Jr. came back from the injured list. Mike Bovee bats in the two spot. Brock Wilkin bats third. Darian Miller is in the cleanup spot. Eric Brown Jr. is in the 5 spot in the order. Ernesto Martinez Jr. bats behind him, and the lineup rounds out with Noah Campbell, Xavier Warren, and Ethan Murray. For Pensacola, it's a lineup that is also built by Renova Roofing and signed by manager Kevin Randall for the Blue Wahoos. Jacob Marcy is in the leadoff spot. Paul McIntosh bats second. Joe Mack is in the three spot. Bennett Hostetler bats fourth. Nathan Martorella bats in the five spot. Cody Morris, Sandy Winters today, 7-for-18 in his last six games. He bats in the six spot. 7, 8, and 9 in the order go Sean Roby, Harrison Spahn, and Jorge Caballero to round things out. Again, the righty Shane Smith for Biloxi, and the lefty Luis Palacios gets the ball for Pensacola. That'll do it for today's edition of the Biloxi Checkers pregame show. When we come back, first pitch on a Wednesday night between the Biloxi Checkers and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. We're back after this, the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey, this is Mason Fitzpatrick, Senior Account Executive with the Biloxi Checkers. The Cloud 7 Skybox at the ballpark offers an upscale indoor-outdoor baseball experience. Enjoy great views from the suite level of the ballpark while dining on delicious food and unlimited beverage service in an air-conditioned lounge throughout Checkers home games. For more information to book your group outing, visit BiloxiCheckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Hey, this is Macon with the Biloxi Shuckers. Treat your youth team to an MVP experience with the Shuckers Field of Dreams package, perfect for your youth baseball and softball players. Your package includes taking the field with the Shuckers for the national anthem, a team photo, food vouchers, and recognition on the video board. For more information and to schedule your outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game times, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
Pitch, runners go. Wilkin hammers it deep to left. Dyer's back. It is fair. Gone. Grand slam. Brock Wilkin. And it's 9-1. Back up the middle. Zamora ranges over. Slides. Gets it at short. Fires the first in time. At third base side. Wilkin backhands it into foul territory. Pirouette fires the first. Bobby the pick.
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network at WGCM.
Eager comes home. Tip foul into Miller's glove, strike three, and it's 5 in a row.
Your home for the AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers all season long.
And drives it in the right, down, ball game over. Xavier Warren, the hero, Lamar Sparks scores, and it's a 9-8 Shuckers winner.
Time to head out to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth with the voice of the Shuckers, Javik Blake.
Wednesday night baseball at Shuckers Ballpark between the Biloxi Shuckers at 18-28 on the season. Double-A affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos at 24-22. The Double-A affiliate of the Miami Marlins. Javik Blake alongside you. It is a warm night for baseball as the righty Shane Smith takes the hill for Biloxi. It is the warmest first pitch temperature of the season. It's starting to feel like summer in Biloxi. 90 degrees and overcast. The wind in from left at 9 miles an hour as Smith gets set to make his third start of the season and his 12th appearance of the year with Biloxi. Threw his first two starts since being moved to the rotation at the midway point of May. He's allowed four runs in eight innings, but he's also struck out nine last time out. Tied his season high with six strikeouts, one shy of his career high against Birmingham. The vaunted Barons offense had scored over 40 runs a week ago. He struck out six over four innings. He faces a Blue Wahoos lineup that sees Jacob Marcy in the leadoff spot. Paul McIntosh bats second. Joe Mack is in the three spot in the order. Bennett Hostetler bats fourth. Nathan Martorella bats in the five spot. Cody Morissette bats sixth. And the lineup rounds out with Sean Roby, Harrison Spahn, and Jorge Caballero. Smith throws his final few warm-up pitches to Darian Miller behind the plate. Smith stands in at 6'4", 235 pounds, the native of Danvers, Massachusetts. Fires his final warm-up pitch. He's rocking the turtleneck with a cut-off sleeves. Shockers on Military Wednesday wearing their military camo alternate jerseys and their black military-themed hats for Memorial Day weekend and Armed Forces weekend. It is full military top to bottom for the Biloxi Shockers, while Pensacola is wearing their pink Hawaiian shirt uniform with the BW logo on the left chest. Smith delivers, and the first pitch of the day misses off the inside corner at 93, and we're off and running. First pitch time, 6:36 p.m. Central Time. Again, 90 degrees and overcast. The pitch, line foul, out of play, third base side by Marcy. And the count evens 1-1. Marcy hitting 187 this season between Double-A San Antonio and Double-A Pensacola. The 1-1 pitch. Dots the outside corner for strike two. It's a fastball at 96. Smith, 24 years old, signed as an undrafted free agent in 2021 out of Wake Forest. The 1-2 pitch misses up, and the count evens 2-2. It's a three-pitch mix, fastball, curveball, and a slider from Smith. The 2-2 pitch, curveball, wave and a miss. Smith dialed it back with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball and then an 80-mile-an-hour curveball. Marcy swings over it. And with one away, brings up the righty Paul McIntosh. McIntosh hitting 204 this season, two homers, 13 driven in. Smith delivers. Popped foul, first base side and out of play. The count goes 0-1. One out, nobody on. We're just underway in the top of the first inning. The 0-1 pitch. McIntosh takes a slider low. The count evens 1-1. It's three different speeds from Smith. The curveball in the low 80s. The slider sits around 90-91. And the fastball can get up to 96. The 1-1 pitch. Dots a slider on the inside corner. And strike two. Smith stares in. He works first base side of the rubber. Now the 1-2 pitch. Misses low and away with a curveball. Miller blocks it up with his mitt. The count's even, two balls and two strikes. The 2-2 pitch. Curveball misses just off the inside corner at 81, and the count goes full. Smith delivers. Waving a miss. An 87-mile-an-hour slider right on the outside corner. Two up, two down, both on strikeouts. And it brings up the lefty, Joe Mack. Mack hitting 231 this year, three homers, 20 driven in, and a 293 OBP. Two out, nobody on. We're just underway between the Shockers and the Blue Wahoos. The top of the first inning. The pitch, curveball. Mack smacks it foul off his front foot. The count goes 0-1. Smith early on is doing a really nice job of mixing up his pitch speeds. It's about a 15 to 16 mile an hour spread between his slowest pitch, that curveball, and his fastest pitch, which is the fastball. The 0-1 pitch. This is up and away. He slipped on the mound. Couldn't get his footing right. Count evens 1-1. That was a fastball, and he just lost his footing a little bit. The hole he's dug for himself. Make sure he keeps his plant foot in the right spot on the mound. The 1-1 pitch. Chopped first base side, foul. Right to Mike Bobby's mitt. The count goes to 1-2. Smith making sure the defense not used to the first two batters. Two strikeouts for Smith. One to Marcy, one to McIntosh. He's won the race to two strikes against Mack. The 1-2 pitch. Check swing. Third base umpire says he goes around. It's a curveball low, and Smith strikes out the side here in the first inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Shackers coming to bat against Luis Palacios next. We're scoreless on the Biloxi Shackers Radio Network.
And we're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever?
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
The brand new Shucker Shop is your destination for all Shuckers, King Cakes, and Beach Chickens merchandise. Doubling in size this past offseason, make sure to stop by for hats, apparels, novelties, and more. Visit the shop at the ballpark or visit them online at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Bottom one in Biloxi. The lefty Luis Palacios heads to the mound for Pensacola. The left-handed arm that stands in at 6'2", 160 pounds, a native of Jacagua in Venezuela. Today's his eighth start of the season, 2-3 with a 5.80 ERA. Faces a Shackers lineup built by Renova Roofing. At the top of the order is Carlos Rodriguez. Mike Bovee bats second, Brock Wolkin bats third, and Darian Miller is in the four spot. The first pitch is chopped first base side. Couple of hops to Sean Roby, the first baseman. He taps the bag. One pitch, one out, and it brings up the lefty Mike Bovee. Mike Bovee digs in from the left side. 290 hitter on the season with a homer and 10 driven in. Palacios delivers. It misses inside, and the count goes to 1-0. Sean Roby plays first tonight for Pensacola. Cody Morris sets at second. Harrison Spahn's at short. The pitch. Bovee lifts it in a left center. It's down for a base hit. Nathan Martorella picks it up and fires it in. Mike Bovee continues to hit against Pensacola. He now is 12 for 28 against Pensacola this year. That's an average north of 400. And the Shackers have a man on with one away for Brock Wolkin. Wilkin digs in the very back of the right-handed box. The lefty Palacios fires. He misses inside, and the count goes to 1-0. By the way, just to finish out the rest of the defensive alignment, Bennett Hostetler's at third. Nathan Martorella is in left. Jacob Marcy is in center, and Jorge Caballero is in right. The pitch misses up, and the count goes to 2-0. Paul McIntosh is behind the plate today doing the catching. The 2-0 pitch misses inside, and the count runs to 3-0. One on, one out. We're scoreless in the bottom of the first inning. The pitch. Wilkin takes strike one. It's a fastball to 89. The 3-1 delivery. Wilkin swings and drives it down the right field line. Foul. And the count goes full. Last time out for Palacios was one of the best starts in his career. Allowed 3 runs in 7 innings and struck out 7 through just 80 pitches against Tennessee. That was exactly a week ago on last Wednesday. The 3-2 pitch. Wilkin takes off the inside corner. Good eye to work a walk. And the Shuckers have 2 on with 1 away for the lefty Darian Miller. Miller's hitting an even 200 on the season with a 398 OBP thanks to leading the Shuckers in walks this season. The pitch is a called strike on the outside corner. Wilkins at first, Bovee's at second. We're scoreless in the bottom of the first inning. The 0-1 pitch. Miller swings and drives it foul behind home plate. Count goes to 0-2. The foul ball is brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. The 0-2 pitch. Rope down the first baseline. Foul, barely. The count stays at 0-2. Palacios comes set. Now the pitch. Miller pops it up. Third base side in foul territory. McIntosh, the catcher, gets rid of the mask, sticks up his glove, and he makes the catch. Miller's retired for the second out. And it brings up the righty, Eric Brown Jr. Two out, 2-1. The pitch. Brown Jr. takes a slider for a called strike one. He's in the fifth spot in the order today, hitting 164, the 236 OBP. Chance to give the Shuckers the lead. The runner on second. The 0-1 pitch. Popped foul. First base side and out of play. The count goes to 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Palacios comes set. The pitch. Driven out towards right. Caballero back on it. Reaches up and he makes the catch. Almost got over his head. A little hop. Takes away extra bases from Brown Jr. And ends the inning. No runs, 1 hit, no errors. 2 runners left on. Off to the second. And we are scoreless on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives. With same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0916.
24/7.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville in Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville in Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
This is Brock Wilkin, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Shane Smith down for the second inning after he struck out the side in the first. First scoreless between the Shuckers and the Blue Wahoos. Alrighty, Smith fires home to the righty Bennett Hostetler. The first pitch is up and in. Count goes to 1-0. In that first inning, Shane Smith got Jacob Marcy swinging on a curveball, got Paul McIntosh on a slider, and Joe Mack on a curveball. The 1-0 pitch is a fastball and a called strike at the knees at 94, and the count evens 1-1. Smith's season high in strikeouts is 6. He's thrown an inning, and he's already halfway there. The 1-1 pitch, wave and a miss. Count goes to 1-2. That one at 95. Smith right now really getting up the numbers on the radar gun. That fastball has been sitting about 94-95. He's ahead of the count. 1-2. The pitch misses low and away. Tried with the slider at 88. And the count evens 2-2. Hostetler, by the way, 226 hitter this year. The 361 OBP. The 2-2 pitch. Hostetler drives it down the right field line and foul. Count stays at 2-2. Smith stares in, takes a breath, now delivers. Hostetler takes just up a fastball at 93, and the count goes to 3-2. He struck out one righty today. That was Paul McIntosh. He got the slider moving off the plate. 3-2 delivery. This time it's a fastball up and in. Hostetler swings and misses. Four up, four down, all on strikeouts. Shane Smith is dealing to start today. Brings up Nathan Martorella. Left-handed bat with one out, nobody on. We're scoreless in the top of the second. The pitch. Martorella takes a curveball in the outside corner for strike one. Martorella's hitting .244 this year between the Texas League and the Southern League. The 0-1 pitch. Fouled off. It's a curveball at 80 miles an hour, and the count goes to 0-2. No balls, two strikes, one away. Smith delivers. Fastball just misses away at 94. Count goes to 1-2. Smith stares in, gets the sign for Miller. Now the pitch, misses low. Slider at 85, and the count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Smith delivers. Curveball, tapped weakly up the first baseline. Smith's off the mound. Bovee grabs it, slips on the grass. And that is how Pensacola gets their first hit of the day. Martorella reaches on a single. That's a tough break for Mike Bovee. Went to plant, and his feet just went out from under him. Brings up the lefty Cody Morissette. Time to take a look at the Shuckers' defense. Mike Bovee's at first. Ethan Murray's at second. Eric Brown Jr. is at short. Brock Wilkins at third. outfield from left to right. Xavier Warren, Carlos Rodriguez, and Noah Campbell with Darian Miller behind the plate. The pitch. Morissette takes a slider on the inside corner for strike one. The big thing right now is that Shane Smith has really filled up the zone with strikes. 28 pitches, 17 strikes, just 7 pitches out of the zone. The 0-1 delivery misses off the inside corner, and the count evens 1-1. Morissette hitting a team-high 259 this year. Also leads the team with a 339 OBP. The 1-1 pitch. Morissette swings and misses. A wicked curveball at 79. And Smith wins the race to 2 strikes. Count goes to 1-2. Smith comes set. Now the pitch. Curveball misses low and inside, and the count evens 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Smith a long wait. Now fires. Wave and a miss. Fastball up and away at 93, and it's 5 strikeouts for the first 5 outs of the game for Smith. 2 away now for the righty, Sean Roby. Goodness, what a start from Shane Smith. There is dealing, and then there's this. 5 strikeouts, 5 outs. Nathan Martorell is at first with the righty, Sean Roby, up at the plate. 2 out, 1 on. The pitch is a called strike 1. 95 on the gun. Count goes to no balls and a strike. Shane Smith has done a terrific job so far getting to 2 strikes. The 0-1 pitch. Line foul above the Shuckers dugout, and the count goes to 0-2. Sean Roby's the 7th guy to hit in this game. Each of the first 7 batters have been in a 2-strike count. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 out. Smith comes set. Now the pitch. Curveball. Roby hammers it out to left. Warren comes in on it. Now goes back at the warning track. And he makes the catch. Well, it's 2 shutout innings from Shane Smith. And for the first time today, a Shuckers defender is used for an out. The fly out to left that ends the 2nd. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, 1 runner left on base. Smith has 5 strikeouts through 2 innings, and we're scoreless. Back in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey guys, splash in with the newest attraction at the ballpark, Schooner Splash Zone, presented by Gulf Breeze Landscaping. Schooner Splash Zone offers a safe aquatic experience for kids of all ages with over 20 different water spray features. It includes some big and small nautical-themed features, multiple ground sprays, hey, and even a slide. The Splash Zone is free for all kids to use during the 2024 season, so reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Thirsty Thursday presented by PBR, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108 is back. Kick off the weekend with $2 PBR bottles, drafts, hot dogs, and Coca-Cola products. Fans can splash in with $4 draft beer specials on Miller Lite and Coors Light at the first and third base beer gardens. Fans can also cash in on almost 60% savings with the Thirsty Thursday deal, which includes a reserve level ticket and 2 drink vouchers for $16 in advance. Reserve your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Left-handed hitting Ernesto Martinez Jr. steps up for Biloxi. On the bottom of the 2nd inning, scoreless between Biloxi and Pensacola. The lefty Luis Palacios fires in the first pitch. is a slider. That's called strike on the inside corner. Shucker stranded two in the first. The 0-1 pitch. Martinez Jr. swings and misses. Slider off the outside corner at 83. And the count goes to 0-2. Martinez Jr. hitting 267 this year. The pitch. He swings and misses. Slider off the outside corner at 83. Palacios picks up his first strikeout of the day. And it brings up the switch hitter, Noah Campbell. Campbell digs in at the back of the right-handed box. One out, nobody on, in a scoreless game. The pitch is a called strike one in the outside corner. That slider has been the go-to pitch for Palacios so far. The 0-1 pitch misses away with a fastball at 89, and the count evens 1-1. Just like Jonathan Bermudez, who started yesterday for Pensacola, the pitch misses away, and the count goes to 2-1. It is not a hard fastball from either. The 2-1 pitch. Campbell pops it foul. First base side and out of play. And the count evens 2-2. Yesterday, Bermudez topped out at about 90-91. Today, Palacios has yet to throw one faster than 90 miles an hour. The 2-2 pitch. He swings and rolls it to short. Spahn grabs it on the run, takes a hop, fires, and gets Campbell in time. Four straight retired, and it brings up the switch hitter Xavier Warren with two away. The pitch. Warren takes a strike on the outside corner. It's a slider at 78. The count goes to 0-1. We're scoreless in the bottom of the second inning. Palacios delivers. Warren takes away, and the count evens 1-1. Xavier's hitting 207 on the year with a 309 OBP. The 1-1 pitch. He swings and tags it out to left center. Marcy's over. Under it. And he makes the catch. Warren flies out to the center fielder, Jacob Marcy, and it ends the inning. Five straight retired by Palacios. We head to the third. We're scoreless in the Biloxi Shockers Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuildTrailersMS.com.
Eight, nine, and one due up in the order for Pensacola. We head to the top of the third. We're still looking for the first run of the day. Scoreless between Pensacola and Biloxi. Second game of a six-game set. And the righty Shane Smith is back to work. Faces the righty Harrison Spahn. The pitch. Misses low. Fastball at 94. And the count goes to 1-0. It has been a dazzling start to the day from Shane Smith. He's faced seven batters, struck out five, and allowed a hit. The pitch It's called strike at the knees. That fastball has been electric tonight. Up to 94, 95. It's topped out at 96. And it has been dominant against this Blue Wahoos lineup. The pitch. Wave and a miss. That slider's been real tight. 86 in the outside corner, and the count goes to 1-2. Once again, Smith wins the race to two strikes. That's to get two strikes before you throw two balls and get yourself ahead in the count. He's done so here. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Six strikeouts for the first seven outs of the ball game for Shane Smith. What a way for Jorge Caballero. What a start from Shane Smith. He's tied his season high in strikeouts. He's one away from his career high. And, folks, there's one out in the third inning. The pitch to the righty, Caballero. Check swing. It does not matter. That's a strike at 93. This is one of the downright nastiest starts we've seen out of any Shuckers pitcher this season. The 0-1 pitch. Caballero swings and misses, and the count goes to 0-2. My goodness, it has been electric from Shane Smith right now. The 0-2 pitch. Caballero swings and lines it to first right to Bovey. And now a 2 away for Jacob Mercy at the top of the order. Two out, nobody on. We're in the top of the third inning. Marcy digs in at the very back of the left-handed box. He struck out on a curveball against Smith back in the first. Smith fires. It misses off the inside corner, a fastball at 94. What a pitch. Fastball, and it's called a strike at 94 at the knees. Count evens 1-1. You remember back to all of 3 weeks ago, Shane Smith was a reliever. Was not a starter until about 2 weeks ago. The 1-1 pitch. Marcy shows but places it right back to the mound. Smith barehands it, fires to first in time, and it's three shutout innings from Shane Smith, and he's racked up a season-high tying six strikeouts in the process. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We're through 2.5. Shuckers and Blue Wahoos are scoreless on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey guys, Trey Bowman, head groundskeeper, Biloxi Shuckers. Rep the Shuckers all season long with T-Shirt Tuesday at Shuckers Ballpark. Be one of the first 250 through the gates during every Tuesday home game and receive a special Shuckers T-shirt. Each Tuesday features a different design, so you don't want to miss out. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Be the all-star of your team with the sweet experience at the ballpark. With an indoor air-conditioned hospitality area and outdoor seating, a suite is the perfect way to entertain clients, reward employees, or bring your group out for a night of Biloxi Shuckers baseball. For more information and to reserve your suite, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Pups to the ballpark with Bark in the Park during select Wednesday home games throughout the 2024 season. Fans and their four-legged friends can purchase tickets for $15 in advance and sit in dog-friendly sections 117 and 119. For more information and tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Head to the bottom of the third inning. Shuckers and Blue Wahoos are scoreless on what has been a downright dominant night for Shuckers starter Shane Smith. He's faced 10 batters, allowed one hit, and struck out seven. The lefty Luis Palacios faces the righty Ethan Murray. First pitch misses up and away, and the count goes to 1-0. There are a number of different adjectives to describe Shane Smith. 1-0 pitch is a called strike on the outside corner, and the count evens 1-1. filthy, nasty, disgusting, unhittable. Fastball has been untouchable. 1-1 pitch. Misses away. And the count goes to 2-1. It's been a lot of swing and miss stuff from the reliever turned starter from about 2 weeks ago. 2-1 delivery. Murray lifts it out to right. Caballero comes in on it towards the line, and he makes the catch. Retires Murray for the first down. Gives us a chance to take 10 seconds for station ID on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Top of the order, do it for the Shuckers, and Carlos Rodriguez. Left-handed bat against the lefty Palacios. The pitch, he shows bunt, pulls back, and it's called strike one on an 84-mile-an-hour slider. Javik Blake back alongside you from Shuckers Ballpark. We're scoreless between Pensacola and Biloxi. 0-1 pitch. Rodriguez chops it right side of the infield. Two big hops to Morrison at second. He fires to Roby at first, and it retires Rodriguez for the second out. Left-handed hitting Mike Bobie stands in. He has the Shuckers' only hit today. He's back in the first inning. Infield shifts over. The pitch misses off the inside corner, and the count goes to 1-0. Bennett Hostetler at third is about halfway between second and third. Spawns up the middle. The pitch. Bobie takes a strike, and the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch, Bovee dribbles it up the first baseline, foul off his front foot. Count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two away. Palacio stares in from the left side with the white Nike cleats. He comes home to Bovee. Misses off the inside corner, and the count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Rope down the right field line. It curls towards the line. It's fair, and it rolls towards the corner. Bovee speeds around first. Helmet's off his head. He speeds in a second. The throw comes in from Caballero. Mike Bovee has his seventh extra base hit against Pensacola this season, and the Shuckers have a runner in scoring position with two away. Brings up the right-handed hitting Brock Wilkin. Bovee this year now has 11 extra base hits. Seven of those have come against Pensacola. Ronnie Brack Wilkins out. Palacios delivers. Wilkin takes low, and the count goes to 1-0. Shuckers and Blue Wahoos are scoreless. We're in the bottom of the third inning. The pitch. Tagged out to left. Martorella's back on it at the warning track, and he hauls it in a step shy of the wall. Wilkin lines out to left, and it ends the frame. No runs, one hit, no errors. One runner left on base. We go to the fourth. Shane Smith. One strikeout away from tying his career high. We're back after this. The Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Welcome back to Shuckers Ballpark. We're off to the top of the fourth inning. Shuckers and Blue Wahoos are scoreless, but Shane Smith has turned in one of the best starts to an outing we've seen from any Shuckers pitcher in 2024. The righty Smith delivers home. The righty Paul McIntosh pops it up right side of the infield. Murray, the second baseman, tracks out towards short right, backpedals a couple more steps. McIntosh is retired for the first out. By the way, fans, you can join in on tonight's broadcast with our Text the Booth line. Text the Booth at 601-514-0776. Again, that's 601-514-0776. Matt digs in the back of the left-handed box. The pitch is a called strike on the outside corner with a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. The pitch. Mack takes a curveball low, and the count evens 1-1. Smith this year has topped out at 69 pitches. That was in his last start, over four innings. Right now, he's about to throw his 48th here with one out in the fourth. The pitch. Mack takes up and away, and the count goes to 2-1. Mack struck out swinging on a curveball back in the first inning. The 2-1 pitch just misses off the inside corner. And for the first time today, Smith gets himself in a three-ball count that is not a full count. The 3-1 pitch misses up and away, and it's ball four. First walk of the day drawn by Pensacola. And brings up the righty Bennett Hostetler. Also gives us a chance. Take a look at the OWA Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Two games in action right now. Montgomery and Mississippi postponed earlier today. They'll make it up with two games tomorrow at Trustmark Park. Pitch to Hostetler. Pops foul behind home plate and out of play. And the count goes 2-1. Bottom of the fourth inning, Chattanooga leads Tennessee 3-1. And in game one of a doubleheader, Rocket City leads Birmingham 5-3 in the top of the eighth inning. They needed extras to break a 3-3 tie. The pitch. Slider misses low and away, and the count evens 1-1. Game two scheduled to start about 30 minutes after the conclusion of game one, where Drew Thorpe, who's 7-1 with a 1.50 ERA on the season, gets the start for Birmingham. The 1-1 pitch. Misses low and away. Miller keeps it in front of him with his mitt. The count goes to 2-1. By the way, a big hello to Kane, who's tuning in from Section 100 tonight. And a big hello to our listeners tuning in from Chattanooga, Tennessee. 2-1, the count on Hostetler. The pitch is a curveball, and he dots it beautifully in the outside corner. First strike two. The 2-2 pitch. Popped foul behind home plate and over our heads in the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth. Count stays at 2-2. Smith comes set. Now the pitch. Rolled through the right side for a base hit. Campbell picks it up. Mack moves to second. Hostetler reaches with a single. And two of the first three have reached in the fourth. Puts two on with one away for Nathan Martorella. Shockers and Blue Wahoos are scoreless in the top of the fourth inning. Smith fires. Misses up and away, and the count goes to 1-0. That was the 58th pitch of the night for Smith. Again, he's topped out at 69 this year. We'll see if the Shuckers push him to 70-plus pitches tonight. The 1-0 delivery is a called strike on the outside corner. A fastball at 94, and the count evens 1-1. It's a fastball with a lot of ride. Over 2,300 RPMs of spin. The 1-1 pitch. Curveball misses low. The count goes to 2-1. Hostetler's at first. Max at second. The 2-1 pitch. Curveball lifted out to right center. Campbell charges in on it. Has plenty of time, and he makes the catch. 2 away now for the lefty, Cody Morrison. The pitch. Lefty Morrison takes a curveball in the outside corner at 77 for strike one. Two out, two on. We're scoreless in the top of the fourth inning. The 0-1 pitch. Fastball just misses low and away at 92. The count evens 1-1. Smith comes set. Now the 1-1 pitch. Misses low. It blocks up with Miller's mask. You could hear it clank off the metal bars of his mask. And the count goes to 2-1. A terrific job by Miller to get in front of that baseball. The 2-1 pitch, curveball, popped up towards center. Rodriguez charges in on it. It hangs up in the sun, and he makes the catch to end the inning. For the first time in an inning, no strikeouts from Smith, but it's a terrific job to work around a walk and a single, and he's gone through four shutout innings. No runs a hit, no errors. Two runners left on base. We're scoreless through 3.5 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey everybody, Jackson Rainey, assistant groundskeeper of the Biloxi Shuckers. Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. The celebration continues with a special Shuckers birthday gift and a pregame video board recognition. For more information and to schedule your Shucktastic party, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got a neck of sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Checkers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Checkers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
It's how I get my grill on.
This is Kurt Hogue, Milwaukee Brewers beat reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You're listening to the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network.
Welcome back to Checkers Ballpark. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Checkers and Blue Wahoos are scoreless. And Checkers catcher Darian Miller digs in from the left side against the lefty Luis Palacios. The pitch misses low and away, and the count goes to 1-0. Checkers today, no runs, two hits, and no errors. Same exact line for Pensacola. The 1-0 pitch. Miller chops it foul ball into the camera well, or almost into the camera well. Hits off the top railing and sputters towards first base coach Danny Larson. Count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Miller takes off the inside corner. The pen almost got him on the shoulder. And the count goes to 2-1. Darian Miller, native of Clovis, California, attended Clovis High School just outside of Fresno, California. The pitch is a called strike on the inside corner, and the count evens 2-2. Clovis, a big high school, over 3,000 different students, but it's home to two different Checkers players, Darian Miller and former Checker Jake Gatewood. The 2-2 pitch rolled up the middle. It's by Morrison, who dives at second, and it's in the center. And with that, the former Clovis High School athlete singles up the middle and gets the Checkers a base runner to lead off the fourth. Brown Jr. digs in from the right side. He's 0-for-1 today with a flyout to right that ended the first. Checkers and Blue Wahoos are scoreless in the fourth. Palacios stares at first, now delivers. Brown Jr. swings and clobbers it down the left field line, but foul. And the count goes to 0-1. He smashed that 101 miles an hour off the bat, just a little bit ahead of a slider at 79. The 0-1 pitch. He swings and pops it up, first base side and foul. And the count goes to 0-2. That first foul ball from Brown Jr. that left the ballpark and probably currently rolling down Howard Avenue in downtown Biloxi. He's made that type of contact in BP more than a couple of times, and it is an impressive sound. The pitch misses up and away, and the count goes to 1-2. It's a real fast bat from Brown Jr. Holds his hands just about in front of his face. Whips the bat around. The 1-2 pitch. He swings and rolls it to short. Spahn grabs it, shovels to Morrison at second for one. The throw to first is not in time. Brown Jr. beats it out with his speed. And now a man on with one away for Ernesto Martinez Jr. Martinez Jr. is 0-for-1 today. Martinez Jr., 0-for-1 with a strikeout back in the second. It's the only strikeout today from the Checkers lineup. One out, one on. The pitch, Brown Jr. up to second. Martinez Jr. tags it out to left. Martorella comes in a long way into foul territory, makes the catch. Brown Jr. speeds back towards first. The throw in a couple of hops is way late and pulls Roby off the bag. And now two out and a runner on for Noah Campbell. Campbell's 0-for-1 today with a ground out to short. Again, the Checkers and Blue Wahoos are scoreless into the fourth. And It's the second straight day we've seen these two teams go scoreless through at least the first three innings. Check back to first. And Brown Jr. is back in time. The pitch. Campbell tags it out to right center. Overmore sets in, and it's down for a base hit. Brown Jr. touches second, goes one step towards third, and goes back to the bag. Campbell extends his on-base streak to three straight. And for the second straight inning, and third time today, the Shackers have a runner in scoring position with two away. Brings up Xavier Warren. He digs in at the back of the right-handed box against the lefty Palacios. Warren's 0-for-1 with a flyout to center. We're scoreless in the fourth. The pitch, swing and a miss. Slider at 81 low, and the count goes to 0-1. The 0-1 pitch. Warren takes up and away, and the count evens 1-1. Warren's reached base in 11 straight games. He's done a terrific job to raise up his OBP. A 32-point difference. The 1-1 pitch misses away, and the count goes to 2-1. It's a 30-plus-point difference from when he started his on-base streak to now. He's raised his OBP from 277 to 309 while hitting 242 over that span. The 2-1 pitch. He takes a strike on the inside corner at 89. The count evens at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Warren pops it up out towards center. Marcy charges in. Morris sets out. Marcy's under it, and he makes the catch. No runs, two hits, no errors. Two runners left on base. We head to the fifth. We're scoreless on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0916.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville in Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville in Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
We head to the fifth inning. Shuckers and Blue Wahoos are scoreless on a summer night in Biloxi. Thanks so much for joining us on your Wednesday night. Javik Blake alongside you. The righty Shane Smith faces the righty Sean Roby. The pitch. Roby drives it foul. First base side and out of play. And the count goes to 0-1. For the first time in his career, Shane Smith has worked into the fifth inning. His career high is four innings. Did that in each of his first two starts of the season. The pitch. It's a curveball dribbled towards third. Wilkin charges in, gloves it, fires on the run to first. It's in time, and it's a brand new career high for Shane Smith with four and a third innings. One away, and it brings up the righty Harrison Spott. One out, nobody on in a scoreless game. It has been a beautiful start from Shane Smith. Struck out six batters in the first three innings. The pitch popped foul behind home plate and a play. And the count goes 2-1. A lot of strikeouts early. Second time through the order, it's been a lot of weak contact. The pitch driven out to right. Campbell back on it. Towards the warning track, reaches up, it's out of his reach, and one hops the wall. He collects it, Spahn charges to second. The throw is into second. And it's the first extra base hit we've seen today from Pensacola. And now a runner on second with one away for Jorge Caballero. We're scoreless in the top of the fifth inning. Smith delivers. Caballero rolls it to short. Brown Jr. picks it up. Spawns off to third. The throw to Wilken. The tag in time. A heads-up play by Brown Jr. gets the lead runner. And now two away for the top of the order in Jacob Marcy. Spawn was off on contact. That's what did him in. That was a hard hit ball that got to Brown Jr. quick at short. Brown Jr. has been one of the best defensive shortstops we've seen in the Southern League this season. And he puts the baseball IQ to work. Two outs in a scoreless game. The pitch to the lefty Marcy is a called strike one. Marcy's 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a ground out. But tried to get on with a bunt. And bunted it right back to Shane Smith on the hill. The 0-1 pitch. Marcy takes low. Miller blocks it up. That somehow gets around Marcy. He stood there in the box. It bit right before him. And then it hopped up and shot back towards the plate. Miller blocked it up, and then it rolled behind him. Kind of pinballed around and hit almost everything but Marcy. 1-1 the count. The pitch. Marcy hits it to short. Brown Jr. has it. Tap second. And Shane Smith has set a new career high with five shutout innings. And we are scoreless through 4.5. What a night it's been from Shane Smith. No runs, one hit, no errors. One runner left on base. We're scoreless through 4.5 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shucker season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Shuckers. Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@biloxishuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
We head to the bottom of the fifth inning. David Blank back alongside you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. 9-1-2 due up in the Shuckers order. running Ethan Murray leads things off for Biloxi. Thanks so much for joining us on your Wednesday night. The pitch is a called strike one on the outside corner. Javik Blake back alongside you. It's been a pitcher's duel. The 0-1 pitch. Murray pops it foul, third base side and out of play. And the count goes to 0-2. It has been a dominant outing from Shane Smith in his start for the Shuckers. 0-2 pitch. Murray takes off the outside corner, and the count goes to 1-2. For Shane Smith, he ties his career high with four innings of shutout baseball, then goes out for the fifth. 1-2 pitch. Chop towards short. Spawn over, backhands it. Clanks off his glove and rolls the high stepper at third. There's no throw. And it does go as an error on Harrison Spawn. But the Shuckers get the leadoff man on for the second straight inning. And it brings up the lefty, Carlos Rodriguez. The pitch is a called strike one in the outside corner with a fastball. It's a big opportunity here for Biloxi. Not only a chance to get the lead, but a chance to get Shane Smith in line for the win after a dominant start. Five innings, no runs, six strikeouts. The pitch, check swing on a pitch low. And home plate umpire Chandler Durham makes the call that he goes around. Count goes to 0-2. The 0-2 pitch. He swings and misses. Slider off the outside corner at 83. And now one away for the lefty, Mike Bovey. Left-handed hitting, Mike Bovey steps in. One out, one on. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Scoreless between Biloxi and Pensacola. Check back to first. He telegraphs the move. Murray's quickly back to the bag. Another check back to first. Murray basically walks back to the bag. And Palacios burns both of his disengagements before he even throws a pitch to Bovey. The pitch. Murray's up to second. It misses up the third or second tie. And Murray easily has a stolen base. That's Murray's first stolen base of the season. It's the Shuckers' 40th of the year. Want to know the count on Bovey, who's 2-for-2 today with a single and a double. The pitch. Bovey takes a strike on the outside corner, and the count evens 1-1. Palacios delivers. Bovey loops it out off the left side of the infield. Hostetler under it. The third baseman hauls it in for the second out. Two away, and it brings up the righty, Brock Wolkin. Wilkins 0-for-1 today with a line out to left and a walk back in the first inning. He's up with the runner in scoring position and two away for the second straight plate appearance. Adam Seminaris, the left-handed arm, continues to warm in the Shuckers bullpen. The pitch. Wolkin takes away, and the count goes to 1-0. With Seminaris continuing to warm, it's likely the end of the line for Shuckers pitcher Shane Smith. He goes five shutout innings today. 1-0 pitch. It's a called strike in the outside corner, and the count evens 1-1. Palacios steps off the rubber, looks towards second. Murray dances back to the bag. Count stays at 1-1. If it is the end of the day for Smith, he'll become the eighth Shuckers pitcher this year. The eighth different time a Shuckers pitcher has gone at least five shutout innings. The pitch clobbered towards center. Not deep. Marcy stands under it, waits for it to come down, now finds it, and he hauls it in for the out. No runs, no hits, one error, one runner left on base. We end to the sixth. And Adam Seminars enters for Biloxi. We're back in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Peddle, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus. 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Sounds of Chris Stapleton. It's the lefty Adam Seminars that enters for Biloxi. Shane Smith done for the day after a marvelous outing. Lefty Seminars faces the righty Paul McIntosh. We're scoreless into the sixth. The pitch is a called strike one at the top of the zone. The final line for Smith, five innings. He gives up three hits, no runs, one walk, six strikeouts. The pitch, McIntosh lifts it down the first base line. It tails towards foul territory. Bovey, the first baseman, under it, and he makes the catch. Brings up the lefty, Joe Mack. One out, nobody on, in a scoreless game. Seminaris makes his eighth appearance of the year, his seventh out of the bullpen. 21 and a third innings and a 4.22 ERA, seven walks and 24 strikeouts. He faces the lefty Mac. First pitch is a called strike one on the inside corner. The 0-1 pitch. Mac swings and misses. A slow slider at 77, and the count goes to 0-2. Seminar steers in, now delivers. Mac swings and misses. Slider off the outside corner at 76. It's the seventh strikeout today from Shuckers pitching. And now two away for the righty, Bennett Hostetler. Hostetler's one for two tonight with a single back in the fourth inning. Two out, nobody on. A scoreless game in Biloxi. The pitch just misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Time to take a look at the OWA Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Time to take a look around the Brewers system. 1-0 pitch. misses low, and the count goes to 2-0. Final from earlier today, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers walk it off. 2 in the ninth to tie it, 1 in the 10th to win it. They win 4-3 over the Fort Wayne Tin Caps, and they get to 30 wins on the season. First Brewers minor league affiliate to do it. The pitch popped up behind home plate, tails towards the dugout. Miller's over. Manager Joe Arrault puts up his hands and says, you don't need to keep on running. It traps about five rows behind the Shuckers dugout. The count goes to 2-1. Top of the seventh inning, Carolina trails Delmarva 8-4. Top three, Nashville leads Memphis 5-2 after a four-run first inning. The 2-1 pitch. Hostetler takes a strike at the top of the zone, and the count evens 2-2. Meanwhile, at the big league level, the Brewers are up 7-2 on the Chicago Cubs. It's just in the bottom of the fourth inning. And later tonight at Tempe Diopolis Stadium, it's the ACL Brewers and the ACL Angels. That one gets started at 8 p.m. Central. 2-2 pitch. Chopped foul third base side. The count stays at 2-2. Seminara stares in. Now the 2-2 pitch. Called strike three. 82 miles an hour on the outside corner. That ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We're through 5.5, and we are still looking for the first run of the day. We're scoreless on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, this is Macon McCarter with the Biloxi Shuckers. Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group's outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey y'all, this is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Shuckers. And on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Shuckers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Shuckers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information and to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bottom of the sixth inning, Shuckers and Blue Wahoos are still scoreless. The lefty Luis Palacios fires, and the first pitch is a called strike on a slider right at the outside corner against the lefty Darian Miller, and we are back off and running. The 0-1 pitch, Miller corks it down the right field line. It curls foul. One hop off the turtle, and it rolls back into the field of play. Will Childers grabs it in the Shuckers bullpen and tosses it to the crowd. The count goes to 0-2. Miller torched that one off the bat at 97 miles an hour, just a bit ahead of it. The 0-2 pitch. He takes low and away, and the count goes to 1-2. Miller's 1-for-2 tonight, singled up the middle back in the fourth inning. The 1-2 pitch. Miller rolls it foul, almost into the Shuckers dugout. Deflects off the dugout and right to Sean Roby at first, who gobbled it up like it was a ground ball and tosses it back to the Shuckers bat boy. Count is at 1-2. Nobody out in the bottom of the sixth inning. The 1-2 pitch. Miller tips it foul at the plate, stays alive. Palacios stares in. Now delivers. Miller pops it up. Foul territory, third base side. McIntosh and Hostetler both over, but it's into the first row behind Pensacola's dugout, the third base side. Count stays at 1-2. Palacios about to throw his 75th pitch of the night. He works into the sixth inning for the second time against Biloxi this year. Last time out went six scoreless innings. The 1-2 pitch. Miller rolls it to second. Morissette backhands it towards second, fires to first. It's in time. Miller's retired for the first out. Brings up the right-handed hitting Eric Brown Jr. He's 0 for 2 today, crowded into a fielder's choice last time up. Digs in at the back of the right-handed box. Palacios delivers. Brown Jr. swings and rolls it towards third. Hostetler stabs at it, grabs it, fires a bit high to first, but it's in time. Two away, and it brings up the lefty Ernesto Martinez Jr. Martinez Jr. digs in at the very back of the left-handed box. Two out, nobody on in a scoreless game. The pitch. He swings and chops it towards first. Roby gets it on a couple of hops, underhands to Palacios, and he's through six shutout innings for the second time this year against Biloxi. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the seventh. We are scoreless on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
To the top of the seventh inning, still scoreless between Biloxi and Pensacola. David Blake alongside you, and the lefty Adam Seminaris is back to work against the lefty Nathan Martorella. Seminaris in a scoreless sixth inning, retired the side in order with two strikeouts. Now the pitch, Martorella takes away, and the count goes to 1-0. Right now, these two teams into the late innings. And in the late innings with a threatening radar. The 1-0 delivery. Martorella chops it, first base side. Bobby charges in, grabs it, flips to Seminaris, who touches the bag ahead of Martorella. Now one away for the lefty, Cody Morissette. It is raining pretty much everywhere else but in Biloxi. It's raining in Gulfport, Pascagoula, Waveland, Slidell, Picayune, Purvis to the north. Everywhere, though, but Biloxi rain has kind of found its way around the coast. It has been a couple of hot and humid days. Perfect weather for rain to come out. We're into the top of the seventh inning. One out, nobody on. The pitch to Morissette. Misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Now, depending on what you see, the hard stuff is not going to come for about another 60 minutes, which is a good sign if you're trying to play baseball. The 1-0 pitch. Morissette takes a strike on the outside corner, and the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Morissette pops it up. Left side of the infield. Woken, the third baseman, under it. And he makes the catch. Two out. Nobody on, and it brings up the righty, Sean Roby. Gives us a chance to take 10 seconds for station ID.
Cruising. WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport. The flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
John Roby steps in against the lefty Adam Seminaris. We're scoreless into the top of the seventh between the Shuckers and the Blue Wahoos. Lefty Seminaris kicks and delivers to the righty Roby. It's hammered down the right field line and foul. Count goes to 1-1. Again, as we mentioned a moment ago, the radar indicating rain just about everywhere but Biloxi, which is good considering we're playing baseball right now in Biloxi. But it says the hard stuff shouldn't come for about another hour, so nothing to worry about too much. 0-1 pitch. Lifted towards center. Rodriguez charges back on it. Into the alleyway in right center, and he makes the catch. It's time to stretch in Biloxi. Seminaris has gone six up, six down. And we're scoreless into the seventh inning stretch. Back in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hi, this is Hunter Reed, General Manager. Head to the beach for four nights in 2024 as the Biloxi Shuckers transform into the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Named after the fun-loving seagulls that claim the coast beaches as home, the Biloxi Beach Chickens are ready to take flight. Reserve your tickets to paradise for May 25th, June 27th, August 3rd, and August 27th at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi. The official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule your next cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve-level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Of the seventh, first pitch, foul fan, and we're off and running. Welcome back to Shuckers Ballpark. We are still looking for the first run of the game, and into the game comes the lefty Dale Stanovich, who's out for his Double A debut. Faces the switch hitter Campbell, who's in from the right side. The pitch misses away at 96, and the count evens 1-1. Stanovich was promoted yesterday from High A Double A. 14 relief appearances for the Skycarp with a 4.15 ERA. The 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss, and a fastball at 96. And the count goes to 1-2. The big thing for Stanovich, though, is the strikeout numbers. 24 to just 6 walks in 17 and a third innings. Ahead in the count, one ball and two strikes on Campbell. Palacios, by the way, six shutout innings with two strikeouts and four hits allowed. The pitch misses low, and the count evens 2-2. Palacios topped out at about 90 miles an hour. He sat around 88, 89 with his fastball. Meanwhile, Stanovich is sitting about 95, 96 with the fastball. The 2-2 pitch. Campbell takes up and away. And the count goes full. Three and two the count. Stanovich fires. It's a called strike three. 95-mile-an-hour fastball in the inside corner. One away, and the switch hitter Xavier Warren digs in. Warren at the very back of the right-handed box. He's 0 for 2 today. The pitch is a fastball, and it blazes in at 97 for a called strike one. The 0-1 pitch is a called strike two at the knees, a fastball at 95. Stanovich right now is blazing into the strike zone. We've seen nothing but fastballs from him, and all of them have been 94 miles an hour or harder. Stanovich delivers. Hammered out towards center. Marcy back on it. Now comes in a couple of steps, and he makes the catch. Warren's 0 for 3 tonight with three flyouts to center. And it brings up the righty Ethan Murray. Murray's 0 for 2 tonight. Reached in an error back in the fifth inning. Two out, nobody on. Stanovich delivers. It's a slider. That's a called strike one at 82. Stands in at 5'11", 175 pounds. 24-year-old Amsterdam, New York native. The pitch is fouled straight back. And the count goes 0-2. Two out, nobody on in the bottom of the seventh inning. We are scoreless between Pensacola and Biloxi. The 0-2 pitch misses up, and the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch, Murray takes low. McIntosh blocks it up, and the count evens 2-2. Stanovich comes in. Now the 2-2 pitch. Murray takes off the inside corner. It got a flinch from the home plate umpire Chandler Durham at 96, and the count goes full. The 3-2 pitch misses off the inside corner, and Murray reaches. Two out, one on. We're scoreless in the bottom of the seventh. Rodriguez digs in. He's 0 for 3 tonight with two ground outs and a strikeout. Murray off first. Spahn at short. Chips up the middle. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. It's a called strike on the outside corner, 96, and the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. misses low, and the count goes to 2-1. Murray took about two hops towards second. Stayed put. Rodriguez digs back in. Murray takes his lead off first. Roby holds him on. The 2-1 pitch. He goes. Tipped foul into the mitt of McIntosh. Throw to second's not in time. And Murray has a stolen base. His second of the day and his second of the season. The count's even 2-2. That was an elevated fastball at 95. Two balls, two strikes, two out, and a runner in scoring position. Stanovich delivers. Called strike three. Fastball at 95 on the inside corner. And we head to the eighth. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on. He goes scoreless into the eighth inning. Back in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives. With same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today, by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Head of the eighth inning in a scoreless game between Biloxi and Pensacola. Second game of a six-game set. The lefty, Adam Seminaris, faces off against the righty, Harrison Spahn. The pitch is a called strike one. Seminaris is into his third inning out of the Checkers bullpen. Relief starter Shane Smith, who went five shutout innings with six strikeouts. The 0-1 pitch. Spahn swings and misses. Seminaris buries a curveball low at 78. The count goes 2-2. The 0-2 pitch misses low. Another curveball at 78. Count of one ball and two strikes. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. That's a changeup at 82. Spahn strikes out for the second time today. It's the third strikeout of the night for Seminaris, and it brings up the righty Jorge Caballero. One out, nobody on. We're scoreless in the top of the eighth inning. The pitch. Caballero dribbles it foul. Third base side, and the count goes 0-1. Time to take a look at the OWA Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Top of the first inning in game two of a doubleheader. First, the 0-1 pitch. It is a called strike, and the count goes 0-2. Rocket City and Birmingham just underway in game two. Rocket City won game one in extras by a 5-3 final. Elsewhere, top seven, Chattanooga is leading Tennessee 7-1. Montgomery, Mississippi postponed. They'll play two tomorrow. The 0-2 pitch. Caballero swings and rolls it to second. Murray goes down to a knee, grabs it back to his feet, fires to Bovee at first. And Seminaris has retired 8 in a row since entering. Now 2 away for the lefty, Jacob Marcy at the top of the order. Marcy's 0 for 3. Grounded into a fielder's choice back in the fifth inning. The pitch. Marcy bloops it up the middle. It one hops Brown Jr. behind the second base. Baggy fires to Bovee at first. And it's 9 up, 9 down for Seminaris out of the Shuckers bullpen. We head to the bottom of the eighth inning. Shuckers looking to take the lead. We're scoreless through 7.5 on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network. Hey, Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Javik Blake, here to remind you, as the birthplace of Mardi Gras celebrations in Mississippi, the city of Biloxi and the coast have a special place in the holiday's history. For the 2024 season, the Shuckers will take inspiration from the festivities and rebrand as the Biloxi King Kinks on May 11th, June 15th, June 30th, and August 30th. Get your tickets today and join in on the celebration at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Bottom of the eighth inning, the lefty Dale Stanovich back to the mound for his second inning. And the Shuckers looking to take the lead for the first time tonight. We are scoreless in the bottom of the eighth inning. The lefty Mike Bovee leads it off against the lefty Stanovich. The pitch misses up and in, and it almost gets him in the head. He bends out of the way. The helmet and bat both go flying, and the count goes to 1-0. Stanovich throws it hard. That was at 94 miles an hour. And it just missed him. We're scoreless in the last of the eighth inning. Bovee, 2 for 3 tonight. As two of Biloxi's 4 hits, the pitch misses low. And the count goes to 2-0. Well, it's very apparent that Stanovich is trying to pitch Bovee consistently on that inside corner. The 2-0 pitch. He takes a slider for a strike at 82, and the count goes to 2-1. Stanovich delivers. Slider misses up, and the count runs to 3-1. Brock Wilkins stands on deck. We're scoreless in the bottom of the eighth inning. The 3-1 pitch. Bovee dribbles it up the first baseline. Couple of hops, it rolls just foul before it reaches the bag. And the count goes full. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out. The rain's starting to come down here at Shuckers Ballpark. Not hard, but it's spitting. You can see it up towards the lights. The 3-2 pitch misses off the outside corner, and the Shuckers get a runner. Bovey reaches for the third time tonight. Fans start to evacuate the seating bowl. Not a lot, just a couple. It's not raining overly hard. Just a nice little summer shower. Righty Brock Wilkin stands in. We're scoreless in the bottom of the eighth. Stanovich delivers. Wilkin takes a strike on the outside corner, and the count goes 0-1. It's not supposed to get hard for about another hour. Supposed to be a little bit of a light drizzle for the next 60 or so minutes. The 0-1 pitch is a called strike at the knees, and the count goes 0-2. The only problem is that once it really starts coming down, it is a big sell that stretches between here and New Orleans. The Shockers would love if they could get a run and finish this game out before anything hard hits. The 0-2 pitch. Wilkin takes up and in, and the count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, nobody out. Stanovich delivers. Wilkin rolls it through the right side for a base hit. Bovee rounds second and stays put. Caballero fires it in. The first two have reached for Biloxi in the eighth. And it brings up the lefty Darian Miller with a go-ahead run at second. Shockers are trying to snap a 16-plus inning scoreless drought, and it would give them a 1-0 lead. The pitch. Miller takes up and in, and the count goes to 1-0. We're scoreless in the bottom of the eighth inning. Miller's 1-for-3 with a single back in the fourth. Stanovich delivers. Miller takes away, and the count goes to 2-0. It's not coming down hard. Just a little sprinkle. You can't really see it unless you stare up at the lights. The 2-0 pitch. Miller takes a strike on the outside corner, and the count goes to 2-1. Two balls, one strike, nobody out. Bottom of the eighth inning. Stanovich fires. It's a called strike on the inside corner, and the count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Stanovich stares in and gets the sign for McIntosh. Now the pitch. Miller takes up and in. That almost gets him in the helmet. And the count goes full. Now it's starting to come down a little harder. But still just spitting. No big fat raindrops. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out. Now the pitch. Called strike three. Fastball top of the zone at 93. And one away for the righty Eric Brown Jr. And now manager Kevin Randall comes out. And that ends Stanovich's day. Blue Wahoos go to the bullpen in a scoreless game. 2-1, one out, bottom of the eighth. Back in a moment on the Shockers Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mason Fitzpatrick, Senior Account Executive with the Biloxi Shuckers. The Cloud 7 Skybox at the ballpark offers an upscale indoor-outdoor baseball experience. Enjoy great views from the suite level of the ballpark while dining on delicious food and unlimited beverage service in an air-conditioned lounge throughout Shuckers home games. For more information to book your group outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Hey, this is Macon with the Biloxi Shuckers. Treat your youth team to an MVP experience with the Shuckers Field of Dreams package. perfect for your youth baseball and softball players. Your package includes taking the field with the Shuckers for the national anthem, a team photo, food vouchers, and recognition on the video board. For more information and to schedule your outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game time, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hi, this is Joe Arault. You are listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcome back to Biloxi. Chambick Blank alongside you. We are in the bottom of the eighth inning. Shuckers are scoreless with Pensacola. The righty Matt Pichard comes in. One out, two on, and the righty Eric Brown Jr. comes up. The rain coming down. The first pitch, Brown Jr. pops it foul. First base side and out of play. The count goes 0-1. We're scoreless in the bottom of the eighth inning. Shuckers today, no runs on five hits. The pitch, Brown Jr. takes a strike on the outside corner, and the count goes 0-2. Brown Jr.'s 0-for-3 today, grounded into a fielder's choice. He's grounded out, and he's slide out. Time called. Brown Jr. steps out. The rain really starting to come down. The righty Pichard comes set. Now delivers. Brown Jr. waves and misses. Chases a 95-mile-an-hour fastball off the outside corner. And now two away for the lefty, Ernesto Martinez Jr. Up comes Ernesto Martinez Jr. He is 0-for-3. The Shuckers have the go-ahead run at second in the bottom of the eighth inning. The pitch. He swings and fouls it back to the screen. Count goes 0-1. No runs, five hits, no errors for Biloxi. No runs, three hits, and an error for Pensacola. The 0-1 pitch misses low, and the count evens 1-1. Bovey's at second, Wilkins at first. Stanovich gives up a hit in an inning and a third, walks two, strikes out three. Now Martinez Jr. calls time and steps out. The righty Pichard stares in. By the way, he makes his 16th appearance with a 1.35 ERA. The pitch lifted out to left. Martorella back on it amidst the raindrops at the warning track. Sticks up his mitt. Looked like he couldn't find it for a moment, but he hauls it in, and that ends the eighth inning. No runs, one hit, no errors. Two runners left on base. Pichard keeps Biloxi off the board, and we head to the ninth inning. Shuckers, Oahu scoreless. Shuckers Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen with our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast. From simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors, no job is too small. From automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery, Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuildTrailersMS.com.
All righty, Paul McIntosh stands in for Pensacola. We get to the top of the ninth inning on a rainy night in Biloxi. Lefty Adam Seminaris is back to work. Fires home. First pitch is a called strike one. Javik Blake alongside you. It has been a pitcher's duel between both of these two teams' pitching staffs. We're scoreless into the ninth inning. The 0-1 pitch. McIntosh takes low. It hits off Miller's glove and deflects towards the third base dugout. The count evens 1-1. McIntosh is 0-3 today with a strikeout and two pop-outs. The 1-1 pitch. He takes up, and the count goes to 2-1. Seminars is into his fourth inning. First three have been dominant. 9 up, 9 down. The 2-1 pitch. Lifted out to right center. It's down for a base hit, and it rolls into the alleyway, and it rolls all the way to the wall. Rodriguez cuts it off. McIntosh jogs into second. And it's a leadoff double for Pensacola here in the ninth. Brings up the lefty, Joe Mack. That's the first hit allowed by Seminaris. It's the first hit since Harrison Spahn had a double to the right center field gap back in the fifth inning. We're scoreless in the top of the ninth inning. It is raining here in Biloxi. It has been raining for about the last 30 minutes. Started off as a little pitter-patter of sprinkles. And it's progressively gotten thicker and thicker. Quick chat to the mound for Miller. He's joined by Brown Jr. and Murray, and everybody scatters back to their positions. But the good thing is it is not hard enough to put this game into a rain delay. We're in the ninth inning, scoreless. Lefty-lefty matchup, the pitch. Mack waves and misses. Ahead of a changeup at 78. The count goes down 1-1. The 0-1 pitch is a slider that misses off the inside corner. And the count evens 1-1. McIntosh off second. Justin Yeager starts to warm in Biloxi's bullpen. The 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball back on the inside corner at 89. And the count goes to 1-2. Well, with the rain, the wind has changed. It started today blowing in from left. It is now blowing straight out to right at 10 miles an hour. Not something that happens very often at this ballpark. Seminars comes set. Now the pitch. Mack takes a slider on the outside corner for strike three. One away, and it brings up the righty Bennett Hostetler. It's the 10th strikeout today for the Shuckers pitching staff.
Third baseman Bennett Hostetler.
Hostetler digs in from the right side with a runner on second. Hostetler's 1-3 today with 2 strikeouts. Seminaris checks second. Now delivers. Hostetler takes low and away. And the count goes to 1-0. Seminara stares in. Now delivers. Hosteller hits it by Woken at third and into left. Warren grabs it and now throws home. McIntosh rounds the corner. The throw and a hop is not in time. It was up the third base line. It's an RBI single for Hosteller. He moves up to second on the throw. And the Shuckers now trail 1-0. Third base coach and manager Kevin Randall gave McIntosh the stop sign as he rounded third. And then all of a sudden wheeled him home. For Hostetler, it's his fourth RBI of the year. Again, he moves up to second on the throw. And now time call. It's 1-0 Pensacola in the top of the ninth inning. Nathan Martorella digs in from the left side. Seminaris checks second. Now delivers. It's a slider that misses off the inside corner, and the count goes to 1-0. Martorella's 1-for-3 tonight with a single back in the second. Seminaris checks to second, throws to second. It's almost wide. Brown Jr. at short. Splays out to keep it in the infield. Martorella comes in. Now delivers. Slider misses low. Miller blocks it up. The count goes to 2-0. Two and zero the count, one away in the top of the ninth inning. The pitch, Martorella swings and hits it off the mound up the middle. Brown Jr. grabs it at short behind second, charges to first and fires. Retires Martorella. Hostetler moves to third. That was a hot shot off Martorella's bat. Off the bat at 104 miles an hour. The Shockers now have two away in the inning. Brings up the lefty Cody Morrison, who's 0-for-3 tonight. Again, it's 1-0 Pensacola. The pitch. Morissette takes strike one. It's a fastball at 88 in the outside corner. Shuckers need at least one in the bottom of the inning to tie this game up. It'll be 7, 8, and 9 in the order due up. The 0-1 pitch. Morissette hits it into Bovee's mitt at first. He climbs the ladder and saves a run. In the inning, one run and two hits. No errors. One runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. The Shuckers need a run to tie it. It's 1-0 Pensacola on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
And we're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever?
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
Brand new Shucker Shop is your destination for all Shuckers, King Cakes, and Beach Chickens merchandise. Doubling in size this past offseason, make sure to stop by for hats, apparels, novelties, and more. Visit the shop at the ballpark or visit them online at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Hey guys, splash in with the newest attraction at the ballpark, Schooner Splash Zone, presented by Gulf Breeze Landscaping. Schooner Splash Zone offers a safe aquatic experience for kids of all ages with over 20 different water spray features.
It includes some big and small nautical-themed features, multiple ground sprays, hey, and even a slide. The Splash Zone is free for all kids to use during the 2024 season, so reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Shuckers trail it by one. We head to the bottom of the ninth inning. Javik Blake back alongside you on a rainy Wednesday night in Biloxi. Righty Matt Bouchard is on the hill. And the switch hitter Noah Campbell digs in at the back of the left-handed box. First pitch, curveball, is a called strike one in the outside corner. The wind is blowing straight out to right. That helps the Shuckers in a big-time way. Two of the three in this inning will come up from the left side. The 0-1 pitch, Campbell takes away, and the count evens 1-1. Pensacola took the lead in the top of the ninth inning on an RBI double. Check that, an RBI single from Bennett Hostetler that scored Paul McIntosh, who doubled to lead off the inning. The 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss, fastball up and away at 93, and the count goes to 1-2. Campbell takes a moment outside the box. Now digs in. The righty Matt Bouchard comes set. Now comes home. Chop toward third. Two hops to Hostetler. He spears it. Takes a step. Fires to first. In time. He's retired by a half step. And now one away for the switch hitter Xavier Warren, who steps in from the left side.
Stepping up to the plate is left fielder Xavier Warren.
One out, nobody on. It's 1-0 Pensacola in the bottom of the ninth inning. The pitch misses up, and the count goes to 1-0. Warren's 0-3, all three at-bats from the right side. It's the first time he's been up as a lefty today. Again, the wind is blowing straight out to right. The pitch is a called strike. The knees at 95. And the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Warren takes inside, and the count goes to 2-1. Bouchard comes set. Now the pitch. Warren fouls it back, and the count evens at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Warren chops it foul, third base side towards the tarp. The count stays at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one away in the bottom of the ninth inning. The pitch. Warren fouls it back, and he stays alive. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Bouchard comes home. Misses up and away, and the count goes full. Bouchard steps in the rubber and stares in. Warren ready to go. The payoff pitch. He swings and pops it up. Third base side, foul territory. Hostetler charges over. It swirls back into play, and he makes the catch. The wind that is blowing straight out to right caught that ball and carried it for going out of play right to the third base's coach's box. now Biloxi is down to their final out. It comes down to the righty, Ethan Murray. 1-0 Pensacola in the bottom of the ninth inning. Checkers need a run to keep this thing alive. The pitch. Murray takes low, and the count goes to 1-0. Shockers are down to their last breath. Two out, nobody on. Bouchard delivers. Murray chops it up the middle. Spot is over to his left, it's short. Grabs it, fires to first, and that ends it. The Shockers fall by a 1-0 final. And the Blue Wahoos have started this series with 18 consecutive shutout innings. In the ninth, no runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. For Pensacola, one run, five hits and an error. For Biloxi, no runs, five hits, and no errors. The Shockers have lost 9 in a row. Franchise tying streak. They're at 18-29 on the season. Meanwhile, Pensacola wins their second straight. They improved to 25-22 on the season. Adam Seminaris takes the loss for Biloxi. He falls to 0-2 on the season, while Matt Bouchard gets the win and improves to 2-1. Take a break. When we come back, it's time to wrap it all up on the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Final score, Pensacola 1, Biloxi nothing.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Thirsty Thursday presented by PBR, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108 is back. Kick off the weekend with $2 PBR bottles, drafts, hot dogs, and Coca-Cola products. Fans can splash in with $4 draft beer specials on Miller Lite and Coors Light at the first and third base beer gardens. Fans can also cash in on almost 60% savings with the Thirsty Thursday deal, which includes a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $16 in advance. Reserve your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey guys, Trey Bobin, head groundskeeper of Biloxi Shuckers. Rep the Shuckers all season long with T-Shirt Tuesday at Shuckers Ballpark. Be one of the first 250 through the gates during every Tuesday home game and receive a special Shuckers T-shirt. Each Tuesday features a different design, so you don't want to miss out. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Be the all-star of your team with the sweet experience at the ballpark. With an indoor air-conditioned hospitality area and outdoor seating, a suite is the perfect way to entertain clients, reward employees, or bring your group out for a night of Biloxi Shuckers baseball. For more information and to reserve your suite, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Let's send it back to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM.
Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. The Shuckers fall 1-0 tonight against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. One run, five hits, and an error for Pensacola. No runs, five hits, and no errors for Biloxi. The Shuckers fall to 18-29 on the season, while Pensacola improves to 25-22. Pensacola's tossed back-to-back shutouts to start this series, despite the Shuckers allowing just five runs total as a pitching staff. Pitching has been the name of the game in this series for these two sides, and today was no different. Shane Smith for Biloxi, five shutout innings on the hill. He sets a new career high. He also ties his season high with six strikeouts and one walk. And he sets another career high with 73 pitches for Smith in just his third career start, a dominant one. Struck out six of the first nine batters he faced and allowed just three hits scattered around for five shutout innings of work. The only run in this game came in the ninth inning on an RBI single from Bennett Hostetler that scored Paul McIntosh, who doubled to lead off the inning. It is raining at the ballpark. Terps on the field. Game got done at the perfect time. A big flash of lightning overhead as well as the Terp is on the field. Winning pitcher tonight is Matt Pichard. He improves to 2-1 on the year, while Adam Seminaris is tagged for the loss and falls 2-0-2 on the season. Seminaris in relief allowed just one run over four innings, no walks, and struck out for Pichard. The win finishes off the game with an inning and two-thirds, no walks, and a strikeout. We'll take a break when we come back. Time to wrap everything up with the Omaha Parks and Resorts scoreboard update around the Southern League and the Brewers organization. We're back after this. The Biloxi Checkers Radio Network.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations, Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives. With same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Highway 49 Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
Welcome back to Shuckers Ballpark. Jacob Blake alongside you as we wrap things up on the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. The Shuckers fall by a 1-0 final against Pensacola. One run, five hits, and an error for the Blue Wahoos. No runs, five hits, and no errors for Biloxi. Checkers fall to 18-29 on the season, while Pensacola improves to 25-22. Final time of the game, 2 hours and 9 minutes. It's a quick one on a Wednesday night in front of 1,427 at Shuckers Ballpark. The winning pitcher tonight is Matt Pichard. Adam Seminaris gets the loss and falls 2-0-2. Time to take a look at the Omaha Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. One final from earlier today in game one of a doubleheader. Rocket City defeats Birmingham by a 5-3 final. They're currently through 2.5 in game two, and Birmingham leads it by a 2-0 score. They're in the bottom of the ninth inning. Chattanooga leads Tennessee by a 9-4 final and postponed earlier today, Montgomery and Mississippi. Time to take a look at the scoreboard update around the Brewers organization. It is also brought to you by Omaha Parks and Resort. Two finals from earlier. Final in 10 innings, the Wisconsin Timber Antlers improved to an organization best 30-17 on the season with a 4-3 win over the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. The Carolina Mudcats improved to 28-17 with a 10-8 win over the Delmarva Shorebirds. bottom of the sixth inning. Nashville leads it by a 9-3 score over the Memphis Redbirds. They have scored in four of their six innings at the plate, including a home run from Southern League All-Star last year, Tyler Black, who set the Shuckers record with 50-plus, with 40-plus stolen bases, one of just three Shuckers players to do that in franchise history. He hits a homer tonight, multi-hit night with the Sounds. Again, they lead it by a 9-3 score. And in the top of the eighth inning at the big league level, it is all Milwaukee over Chicago. It is a 10-4 Brewers lead. Couple of big-time nights, Willie Adames, Joey Ortiz, and Blake Perkins, all with multi-hit efforts, including Christian Yelich. Shuckers here fall by a 1-0 final. They'll be in action tomorrow at 6:35. Jacob Mizorowski gets the start, 0-1 with a 2.55 ERA against the righty Evan Fitterer, 3-3 with a 3.74 earned run average. First pitch at 6:35. We'll join you at the pregame show at 6:15 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. That'll do it for us tonight. Thanks so much for joining us throughout your Wednesday evening. Shuckers fall by a 1-0 final. Back in action tomorrow on a Jacob Mizorowski start day at Shuckers Ballpark. Have a great night.
This has been a presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM. For news, stats, schedules, tickets, merchandise, and more,